It's nice when Dwight is delayed getting over here because he's got to shake so many hands on his way over here. That's always a good thing. So, Dwight Perry, you guys deserve this one. That's a tough team over there, and it always seems just like a dogfight every time you play Mercer.
Yeah, I was talking with Tom Henson before the game. He jinxed it. He said they're going to be super physical. They always seem like they get in dogfights. And, yeah, that's on him, everybody, just so you know. But all jokes aside, no, they're a really good team. And Coach Gary does a great job. They're really physical. They're tough. Again, they throw out really unconventional lineups with different sizes and try to exploit different mismatches. And it credit to our guys. I'm not apologetic. We did deserve this. And I'm biased. I get it. But our guys, for the fight that they have showed, not just tonight, but previous nights, time and time again, so many teams would just go through this game and say, you know what, just not our night. We've had close games. Hey, let's just get to the end of the game. And our guys, man, to their credit, the game didn't start out great. And all our team did was what they know how to do, and that's fight, and that's show resiliency, and that's keep working. And we found a way to get a win.
It helps to have a guy like B.J. Mack. 50 points in the last two games combined. He hit some huge shots tonight. But the other thing I thought he did, he had some incredibly tough and pivotal defensive rebounds for you guys in the second half that cleared the glass and allowed you to keep Mercer off of it and get going in the other direction.
Yeah, I've said this before, and I'm going to keep saying it until people get tired of hearing it or until I get hoarse. B.J. Mack impacts the game just as much as any player in our league on both sides of the floor. B.J. Mack's one of the smartest IQ players in this conference. B.J. Mack is one of the most skilled players in this conference. He's one of the best players in this conference. And to be honest, in some ways, as crazy as it sounds, B.J. Mack is underrated in this conference. B.J. can defend. He can rebound. He can score. He can pass. He can think the game. He can play inside out. And he's the ultimate queen on the chessboard, and you're 100% right. B.J. Mack impacted the game. He makes my job way easier as a coach when you have a guy like him that can do it, do the things that he can do on the court on both ends of the floor.
And now you go on the road. You, in a way, Dwight, you control your own destiny. You always do, but you're trying to do have the goals you want going to Asheville. And it's not going to be easy. We saw what the Citadel did to Furman tonight. I don't know if you're aware of that, but the Citadel knocks off Furman. Now we go to Charleston, and we go to VMI. And Tom always says it, when you play those two schools, if you are not ready to play and think you're just going to roll the ball out there, they're going to present. They are going to present a problem as you look with disbelief at the Citadel for a score on the computer screen.
Yeah, I mean,
it's the league, isn't it?
We've said this time and time again, and if you haven't been in this league, you're probably surprised. But, you know, if we're all being honest, there's nothing out here that surprises us. At the end of the day, this is a great league, and this is a great league with great players and great coaches. And you have to bring it every night, home or away. Every night's a rock fight. Every night's a battle. Every night's a chess match. And, you know, that's one of the great things about this league, and it's also why a lot of teams hate to play teams in our league out of conference and in the postseason.
It's also why they don't hang banners in February.
No question. 100% right.
You learn those things in March.
One thing we've preached to our team is we have to keep getting better.
Yep.
Right? Keep getting better. And the great part is we can continue to get better after a win.
Right.
And these guys deserve it. And I would also like to thank everybody that came out tonight. Really appreciate the crowd, right? Really appreciate the energy. Our guys deserve that, and that was much appreciated.
And a great job by you and your staff tonight. Well done.
Thank you.
All right, Dwight Perry.
Thank you, Coach.